Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
All right, welcome to it. My next guest, Todd Wood, editor-in-chief of Czarism.com. That starts with a T for those of you not sure. Czarism.com. Hey, Todd, welcome back.
Hey, Steve, good morning. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, I want to ask, I know we're going to talk about Russia here a little bit and the things that have happened to the Russians that our schools just don't seem to ever talk about, or any communist nation for that matter. But I just want your quick take on the launch yesterday of that North Korean missile. That the math that I was explaining in every program that I saw, they shot the missile almost like a rainbow, way up, and it came way down. But if that trajectory had been flattened out, it could reach anywhere in the United States, from Washington, D.C., anywhere. What do you make of that?
Well, it's a reality. You and I have been talking about this for a year plus now. It's
not theory.
What's that?
It's not theory anymore, is it?
No. And, Trump is the only one who's been willing to deal with it, thanks to Bush, Clinton, Obama. I mean, it's a reality now. So now we have a whole new, brave new world that we have to deal with. And thank God we have Donald Trump and not Hillary Clinton in the White House. That's all I had to say.
All right. Well, I greatly appreciate the insight, because it's not a matter of whether or not they can do it anymore. It's a matter of whether or not they can do it effectively. And who wants to wait and find that out? Meanwhile, you wrote this really fascinating article, a history deficit, because people don't understand the real crimes done to Russia, and as a result, the rest of the world. Explain what you mean.
Well, what started that was a just pathetic article for some professor at Berkeley that I saw that was saying how if it wasn't for the Bolsheviks, Russia wouldn't exist. And it just really made me angry. I mean, the Russian Empire is 1,000 years old. And what people don't understand is that prior to the Russian Revolution, Russia was feeding most of Europe. They were a food powerhouse. They were producing people like Tchaikovsky, Tolstoy, Dostoevsky, just amazing culture that was coming out of that place. And then the communists came in and killed all of them. I mean, literally killed all the people who had any sense of intelligence and, scientific know-how, et cetera. And they are just now, this year, getting back to the level of agricultural production that they had 100 years ago. They don't produce people like those people anymore. They don't produce iPhones. They don't have the kind of entrepreneurial spirit that, used to be there. So it's just fascinating. And for someone in commie land to say otherwise just really made me angry. So I wrote that piece.
What do you think about, what would the world be like? Just take a moment here, because you've got me thinking, what would the world be like if Russia were a free enterprise nation today, or became one, much like China has evolved completely away from communism in many ways? It's still Red China, but its wealth has all been derived over the last 15 or 20 years from becoming a capitalist society. What if Russia did the same thing? Because you're right about the agricultural land. The real estate that Russia has is incredible, right? For timber and for farming and for minerals and rare earth minerals and all of these things. Natural gas and oil, they have all of these things. If they had a different system, where would they be? How would the world be different?
The world would be like it was 100 years ago prior to the revolution, where at some times the Russian Empire stretched from Poland to San Francisco. I've said this before on your show. You can go to a Fort Rus in San Francisco. It used to be Russian, until the Crimean War, when they had to sell off some land like Alaska and et cetera to finance the war. So it very well could have been a global empire that exists no longer because of communism, because of socialism, because of living off of other people's money.
And losing to the French.
Yeah, all that too. They lost to some extent, but... nobody can conquer Russia. It's too big.
Well, no, that part I understand. My point being, they sold us Alaska for, 13 cents an acre. That is a result to fund the war that they lost. And then think about that. Think about how different the world would be if they hadn't sold us Alaska and they were sitting in Alaska all of these. The world would be a different place. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, of course. It's just, fascinating to me, and the point of that article is that Americans don't know that. You know, I had a millennial last week try to argue with me that Texas was not part of the, you know, the Confederacy. She had no idea. You know, fascinating to me.
Yeah, there were 11.
And sad.
There were 11 states in the Confederacy, I believe. If you count, I think that would include Texas.
Yes, of course.
There are 11 states, and she probably doesn't realize where it started or where it stopped. She probably can't name the original 13 colonies either. And there's what you've hit on, Todd, because most people, most American citizens, in fact, I can see two people out there scratching their head right now thinking, can I name all 13 of the original colonies? Probably not. There's people in the audience right now going, I don't know if I can do that, because there's always one that I always forget. And there's usually, but I know them. And my point being is we've been criminal in not teaching our children history, whether it's American history or what happened to Russia or how we got the Bolshevik Revolution or the truth about what a progressive, a democratic national socialist really is, and so on and so forth.
Well, and what's going on now is the exact same thing that happened in Russia 100 years ago. You've got neo-Bolsheviks running around trying to destroy the country with absolutely no idea what to do with it once they do it. And that's what happened in Russia, and so they just killed.
Now, hold on. Are you talking about Russia or Berkeley?
I'm talking about the United States of America.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. You're talking about what's going on here. You've got all of these Antifa people that we must have the socialism, the things that they don't even understand.
Yeah, and the Bolsheviks, they just wanted to destroy. They had no system in place for what came later. You know, it was just destroy what's here and we'll figure it out. And it didn't work so well.
Because what's here is bad, bad. Everything here is bad, which is, you know, insane. You know, when you look at what Adam Smith did in the plan that he laid out for the American system, you know, the greatest, most successful system of all time. And when it comes to finances, created more freedom. And people, anybody that takes more than 30 seconds to look at what has happened in America and the economic drivers and the freedom to go be a janitor or a doctor or anything you want to be in between. You want to dream on the side and create a company, you can do that. You want to go to college and become a school teacher, you can pretty much do that. It's your choice in America. But they seem to want to say that America is this bad, unfair place, which it's not. And it makes me scratch my head. They don't understand Hazlitt or Milton Friedman or Adam Smith or any of it, do they?
No, and it's an agenda, Steve. I mean, we've talked about this. Communism didn't go away. It just went underground into our universities and the media for 30 years. And now we're seeing the results.
You got it. All right. Well, Todd, where are you traveling these days?
I'm back off to Moscow soon. I just got back, but heading back for New Year's over there just to experience a Russian New Year. It should be interesting.
A Russian New Year. That sounds fascinating. I want you to take pictures, and then, I want to be invited next time around. That's what I really want.
Of course. I'm working on my alcohol tolerance as we speak.
Well, there you go. Yeah, don't embarrass the home team, all right? Don't fall down, be under the table sleeping at like 9:30 at night, all right? Bad form.
Dude.
All right. Todd Wood, everybody. Always a pleasure. Where can people find you? What's your website?
Thanks. LToddWood.com. You can get some great Christmas gifts, series of signed books. It's all there.
Yeah. And then there's Todd. He's doing some shots this morning just to get fired up and warmed up. Todd Wood, everybody. Editor-in-chief of Tsarism.com. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.